Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you from Isaiah chapter 48 and tell you how to have peace like a river. Here's our three verses for the day, Isaiah chapter 48, verses 17, 18, and 19. Let me read them for you right now. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your descendants also would have been like the sand and the offspring of your body like the grains of sand. His name would not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. The prophet Isaiah spoke to a kingdom that was in great danger. The kingdom of Judah and its capital city of Jerusalem lived under the shadow of a coming invasion from the rising Babylonian Empire, an invasion that the prophet himself had warned them of. Yet even under the shadow of this coming calamity, God had not lost his heart for Israel. Here we see the heartfelt appeal of God to his people, that he agonized that they will not turn back to him before it's too late. He called himself by his covenant name, the Lord, that is, Yahweh. He called himself their Redeemer, the one who could buy them out of their slavery. He called himself the Holy One of Israel, who was set apart from the gross and debased gods of the surrounding nations. He called himself the one who teaches you to profit. In other words, the one who could instruct them in a life of goodness and blessing instead of endless loss and deprivation. He called himself the one who leads you by the way you should go, who could lead them into the right path instead of their present destructive way. And after this very profound introduction, God made a heartfelt plea to his people, "Oh, that you had heeded my commandments." In light of his power and love for Israel, God lamented their unfulfilled potential, and it was unfulfilled because of their disobedience. If they had only obeyed, then your peace would have been like a river. Peace as flowing, bountiful, and life-giving as a river. You see, Judah did not have this, but they could have had it if they would have only turned to God as he revealed himself to them. If they had only obeyed, then your righteousness would have been like the waves of the sea, righteousness as certain, as unending, as reliable as the sea. Again, Judah did not have this, but they could have if they had only turned to God as he had revealed himself to them. If they had only obeyed, then your descendants would have been like the sand, descendants as numerous and as dense in population as the sand on the seashore. Again, Judah did not have this, but they could have if they had only turned to God as he revealed himself to them. It's sobering to think what unfulfilled potential we have and what disobedience or unbelief keeps us from everything God has for us. Alan Redpath said something wonderful about this passage. He said this, and I'm going to quote Redpath here. "Yes, I am deeply impressed with the simplicity of the road to revival. Just 24 hours obedience in our lives, and we would be living in such a flood tide of Holy Spirit blessing that there would not be room enough to contain it. It doesn't take long to turn back to God and to receive goodness from him. Matter of fact, you can do it right now. If there are some things that you need to get right with him today, don't delay. Do it and enjoy the blessing of it today."
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.